We bring the newsmakers to you here on the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up this morning, my conversation with Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. We're going to talk about the Pendleton Development Commission meeting last night, as well as the City Council meeting, and more when the conversation begins after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Anthony Lucia, your Pendleton Extreme Bulls Tour finale announcer. The event that crowns the Extreme Bulls Tour champion will take place during the 114th Pendleton Roundup this September. The PRCA, the Pendleton Roundup, and Happy Canyon are excited to present the Extreme Bulls Tour finale presented by Coors Banquet and your local Coors distributor, Columbia Distributing, in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. The Extreme Bulls Tour finale will be a two-day event with two rounds on the first day and a third long go and a progressive round on the second day, crowning the event champion. The tour finale is slated September 9th and 10th this season. The winning bull riders from Albuquerque, New Mexico and Lewiston, Idaho will get their chance at the title and will feature the top 24 professional bull riders in the world inside the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Get your tickets now as they won't last long for this epic championship event that will crown the Extreme Bulls Tour champion. Buy tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com for the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour finale. On with the show and let her buy.
News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin here, your host. And joining me this morning, Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program.
Good to be here, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning and starting with last night's Pendleton Development Commission meeting. John, let's start with some of the committee reports.
Yeah. You know, Dan, it feels like 2024 just started, and now last night marked us halfway through the year, calendar year, so it's racing by faster than I like. But anyway, the PDC meeting last night was fairly routine. We had a report from the Jumpstart Committee. They're working with the candidates for the Pathway to Success program. That's the four $20,000 grants that go out to new businesses that are getting started in the urban renewal area of Pendleton. And they're working with them on their business plan competition right now, which is due on the 8th of July. They expect to wrap up the competition sometime in late July, early August, and make the awards to the four winners at that time. The advisory committee met this month, and my hat's off to the advisory committee. It's a group of volunteers that work very hard to try and make sense out of the various grant programs for the Pendleton Development Commission, which is, of course, our urban renewal district. And one of the things that we've all been discussing lately is the fact that we've kind of burned through our $10 million line of credit, and so now we have to start paying that back. Each year, the payback's, $700,000 a year. We get about $1 million, a little over $1 million a year in tax credits. And what's going to happen is in fiscal year 27, quarter one, there's only going to be about $85,000 left for awards in the PDC. That will grow. The following year, it'll grow to about $250,000 and should grow a little bit more after that. But I say all this just to let folks know that right now we've already had to limit the generosity of the grants that are going to downtown projects. By 2027 fiscal year, that's going to get pretty slim. And then eventually over the next 20 years, it will grow a little bit more. So those were the Jumpstart Committee and the Advisory Committee.
And then you also have the monthly financial report. How are things with that?
Well, we're about into the fiscal year. We've got almost $1 million left over, but it's all obligated. It's the previous grants that were awarded. We don't actually give money until grants are completed, the projects are completed. That way we're assured that they reach their end state, that the owners of the buildings promised us. But a lot of that money's already been obligated. So we'll end the fiscal year with a little bit left over, but not $1 million.
And then under new business, Rob, there was the fiscal year 2023 audit report.
Yeah, so Each year, the state obligates every city to perform an audit of their finances. The Pendleton Development Commission oversees the Urban Renewal District. The Urban Renewal District is a separate entity from the city, although the Pendleton Development Commission, which governs the Urban Renewal District, is made up of the city council. And the goals of the Urban Renewal District obviously are to preserve the downtown, connect the downtown with the river corridor, and make it hopefully the end product is a vibrant commercial district. The audit report this is the audit for the fiscal year 2023, so that ended back in June 30th of last year. The audit was performed in the fall. The auditor gave the audit report to the Pendleton Development Commission at last night's meeting. It's a fairly simple audit process. There's only two funds, the tax revenue, increment tax revenue that comes in to fund the projects. We have a loan that has some expenditures and then some smaller projects that we fund. And so each year we get that audit report. It was provided last night by Mark Dickey, and it was a clean audit, and it was passed and accepted by the Pendleton Development Commission unanimously.
All right, and then I guess the next agenda item, just approving the resolution tied again to the passing of the fiscal year audit report, correct?
Right. So again, the city's obligated by law to have a budget committee to review the finances and make a recommendation to the city council. In this case, it's actually the Pendleton Development Commission. Same rules apply for the Urban Renewal District. So the budget committee for the Urban Renewal District met. They recommended a budget. And then at last night's meeting, the Pendleton Development Commission adopted that budget unanimously. And as the mayor mentioned previously, he gave you an overview of how the finances sit currently and where we project them to be moving forward.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and then dive into last night's agenda for the city council meeting after this.
Your Walla Walla Regional Airport can help you with bucket list travel destinations. Alaska Airlines provides 101 one-stop destinations from Walla Walla. Discover Charleston's Charm or Albuquerque's Balloon Fiesta. You will find these incredible destinations on alaskaair.com. In between your travels, our airport district has lots to offer, including wineries, breweries, distilleries, cafes, and retail. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com and fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free.
At Mackay Creek Estates, they know that the best food comes from the heart. Their dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by their talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. They use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals their residents love. It's one more way they help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
The City of Pendleton is proud to report another year of providing high quality and safe drinking water. The latest water quality report is now available online on the city's website. Go to pendletonor.gov/pw. That's pendletonor.gov/pw. Click on the Documents tab, scroll down to the Water Utility section, and view the latest water quality report. If you have any questions, call the City of Pendleton at 541-966-0249.
Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett, now talking about last night's City Council meeting. And Mayor, run through some of the agenda items on the consent agenda.
Well, the consent agenda is normally not really worth discussing. It's normal and customary things that the city does all the time, non-controversial things. But I thought maybe I'd just talk about what we passed, a couple of leases up at the airport. We have a requirement by the state of Oregon to periodically review what are called capital reserve funds. And we have a number of these. We have a water fund, a sewer fund, public safety fund, parks and cemetery capital equipment reserve funds. But the state wants you to make sure you don't have too many of these things. If you have them, you have to justify why you want them. And so this was just a routine resolution affirming the need for these various reserve funds. We're required to canvass the election results. So last month, we had two new city council members, John Thomas and Brett Mulvihill, elected to the council. We had two members of the council re-elected, Sally Branson and Steve Campbell. And so, again, a very routine thing, but it's required by law for us to do. So those are the types of things that were in the consent agenda last night.
All right. And then moving on to, I guess, other business. And one big item on the agenda was the, it dealt with the sign code.
Yeah. So, Dan, at last night's meeting, there was a public hearing regarding the sign ordinance. The city regulates signage in the city. There was a moratorium on electronic signs and murals in the downtown historic district for a period of time. Well, at the request of the Historic Preservation Commission, until some language could be presented to the City Council for consideration. The Historic Preservation Commission exists to preserve the historical nature, the historical assets in our community. We have homes that are listed as valuable assets to our community. We also have a large number of historical buildings. We have a historical and a federal historic district in the downtown. And so there are rules that we have to comply with, and there are rules that we want to comply with. And, you know, we talked about, we just passed the budget on the Urban Renewal District, and we talked about the value of these historic buildings in our downtown. They're something that are unique to Pendleton. They benefit the community in that people are in love the downtown. It's a tourist attraction. It's a very unique aspect of our community, and we're committed to preserving that. An example of how a sign can detract from that is, you know, we're all seeing now these large TV sets that are being erected on the side of buildings that display, you know, a variety of messages. And the Historic Preservation Commission determined that they feel that would be a detractant from the ambiance of the downtown core. And so there was a long protracted effort on the part of the commission, and then to write up some design standards to be considered for future signage in the historic district. Those recommendations then went to the Planning Commission, who spent, as was reported last night by the chairman of the Planning Commission, a great deal of time looking through the recommendations of the Historic Preservation District, and then they recommended a final product that was forwarded to the City Council to be considered in an ordinance. And the process is that we will have a public hearing. City Council has a public hearing and to consider these changes. At last night's meeting, there were a number of building owners and business owners who showed up, and I think largely agree with the notion that we have something unique in our downtown and we want to preserve that. I think what was made evident by the comments made by the City Council after the testimony was received by the public is there are some misunderstandings or about what the actual ordinance will regulate. As an example, there was an example that was given where someone was concerned that they couldn't put sandwich boards out on the sidewalk. And as was testified by a staff person after that, that in fact is not correct. There was a comment that was made that colors are being regulated. And a staff person got up afterwards and said that is not correct. So I think there are other things that are are regulated. A counselor shared with me something that is regulated that he has concerns about. And so at the end of the meeting, the ordinance was tabled so that a work or a group could come together that represents a few members of the city council, a few members of the Historic Preservation Commission, and a few members of the Planning Commission, and then also the business community, have a public meeting, sit down, and talk about each one of the issues that was brought up at the meeting to provide clarity on some of the information that was shared. Then hopefully that the outcome of that would be brought back to the city council by those two council members who participated in that public hearing, and a product would be brought forward that would be that we could be more assured represents the values of the citizens who live in Pendleton.
Well, you know, listening to you explain that, Rob, I can't help but think just how sign history has evolved. I mean, you know, 100 years ago it was, you know, saloon and hot bath. It's not that way anymore. So I understand public concern regarding this ordinance. Well, I appreciate that. And then speaking of signs, Mayor, a bid for the new LED reader board at the convention center.
You know, Dan, we've got all kinds of great citizens that come to us on a regular basis and say, when are you guys going to fix that sign in front of the convention center? And we, of course, at the city council and the city staff agree with them 100%. We've been working on this now for a couple of years. Why is it so difficult? Well, we have the money set aside. We went out for bids last year, and it came back much higher than what we were prepared for. I want to say it was somewhere in the ballpark of $180,000 for a sign that's roughly about the same size as the sign that's out there broken right now. And so we had set the money aside in the budget for this coming fiscal year and identified it and went out with an RFP a couple of months ago. And we came back, the sign men from here in Pendleton came up with the winning bid for an electronic sign board. That's going to be about $130,000. They said last night it's 5 to 7 weeks out before it arrives. Take a couple of weeks to get it up. So sometime in early August, I think our listeners can expect to see a new sign that tells them what's going on. Why are all those cars parked out in front of the convention center, and what's going on this weekend? And it's actually several different entities over there now. Not only will it be the sign board for the convention center, but it'll also be the sign board for the Blue Mountain Community College Equine Center across the street to tell people what's going on there. So we're looking forward to getting that up. It's been long in the coming, and we're glad it's going to happen.
All right. And then under new business, first reading regarding the nuisance ordinance.
So your listeners if you listen to this show, you hear me talk about it all the time. You hear us talk about it all the time. Ordinances are regulations that the city uses to regulate a number of activities in the city, and those ordinances change regularly. One of the things that we're proposing to change with this nuisance ordinance amendment, which we'll have a public hearing on at the city council meeting on July the 2nd, is clarifying under what circumstances a nuisance abatement can be appealed to the city manager versus the city council. So matters of more significance, the appeal process will go all the way to the city council. Matters that are of less significant, the appeal process will end with the city manager or the chief of police, perhaps in some instances. So that's what that's the primary changes that you can expect to look at if anybody pulls up the ordinance changes in preparation for testimony at the July 2nd city council meeting.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us.
Know what their favorite part of their job is at Zimmerman & Company True Value? It's you. Here's Jimmy to tell you more.
My favorite part of the job is I like the customers. And there's always that one or two people through the course of the day or the course of the week that make a comment or give you a compliment. And it just makes you think that I'm glad I'm doing this. And it means a lot. And being on the retail floor for the last 40 years, you better like what you're doing.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street in Pendleton for over 85 years.
Get your tickets now for the $25,000 bingo special session at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Win up to $1,000 per game on Saturday, June 22nd in the Rivers Event Center inside Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Doors open at 11 a.m. Main session begins at 2:30 p.m. Games paced for everyone 18 years or older, including beginners. Reserve your seat now at wildhorseresort.com for $25,000 bingo. Saturday, June 22nd at Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Save money and ride public transit. The City of Pendleton offers a variety of public transit options, such as two bus routes that make 33 convenient stops once per hour. Bus hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The bus is safe, kid-friendly, and free to ride. Affordable public transit options are the daily van service and taxi ticket programs. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton's website. Public transit is a great and affordable way to travel.
A Pendleton original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA. Presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner, City Manager Rob Corbett, continuing our conversation about last night's City Council meeting. And Mayor, I'll just let you pick up with the next item, and that was an overview, if you will, of the History Preserve Pendleton.
Yeah, Dan, this is a project taken on by the Urban Renewal District, and Stephanie Huffman gave a really nice presentation about various tours that they've had over the last 7 or 8 months. A half a dozen places downtown, the old Bowman Building, the Oddfellows Building, the Christian Science Building, the Upstairs and Sisters Building, just showing people what's going on up there and what the future looks like. A lot of those buildings are being renovated, Al Plutz renovating 12 apartments in the upper stories of the Oddfellows Building as we speak. And so a lot of people, hundreds of people, came out for these tours, so average of 200 or 300 each time we did it. So Stephanie's very enthusiastic about that, and she gave a great report last night. And I think we're going to continue those as long as there's interest in various groups. Then we had our audit last night, Dan, from the city, just like Rob reported the audit for the Pendleton Development Commission. We also finished up our audit. Mark Dickey came, and, you know, I'm pleased to report that there's always a few findings in an audit. Things change during a year. Your projections are a little bit off and so forth, but we had no material weaknesses for the city in its audit, and that's incredible with the number of transactions that go on. Hundreds, thousands of transactions that go on every year, and that we would have only a couple of small findings and no material weaknesses. So it was a clean audit, and afterwards we passed a resolution accepting the audits, and those resolutions actually assigned taxations. There were several of them that go along with that process, but all, again, normal and customary that happen every year.
All right, and then let's talk about the agreement with the state to accept $4 million in funds for the Pendleton Arterial Road for Housing Project.
Right. So the city is well known, should be well known, that the city of Pendleton received funding to start a revolving loan fund to pay for infrastructure to support the development of new housing. The infrastructure would be constructed, so that the cost of construction for housing, all the infrastructure has to be paid for by the developer. This loan will allow the city to be able to pay for that infrastructure up front, lowering the entry cost to the developer, and then that would be repaid as homes are built. And so this $4 million from the state of Oregon, this is an agreement that was approved by the city council, and it will be matched with the money that we receive from the county and the Port of Umatilla to support our number one goal, which was to attract more housing in Pendleton.
And then you also received a report from Public Works on the water quality for the city.
Right. So Each year, the state requires that the city report to its citizens the condition, the quality of the drinking water, some highlights of the system and the improvements that were made. So every citizen will be receiving a copy of this report in the future. I wanted to make sure that the city council heard it from staff, that, you know, we have quality water here in Pendleton. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from the report was that this last year, we, through the ASR program, where we treat water and store it in the ground, we treated over 1 billion gallons of water last year. That's the highest ever. You know, we live in an area where the groundwater supply is shrinking, and the fact that we're actually, the goal has always been to build up the reserves in the groundwater faster than we draw it back down with our drinking water wells. And so very proud of that accomplishment.
And then before we leave this program today, Public Works Director Bob Patterson is retiring and moving down under.
Yeah. You know, Dan, last night marked Bob's last city council meeting. So Bob became our Public Works Director in July of 2003. So there's 21 years ago. And I was just doing the quick math. That's about 500 city council meetings. And those aren't always the easiest things to manage when you're the Public Works guy, because there's always a lot of questions about why such and such is happening. Bob's handled that magnificently. There's a number of great things that kind of mark his tenure as our Public Works department head. Rob just talked about the aquifer storage and recovery project. That is huge. We're probably the largest one. I know we're the largest one in the Western United States. We might be one of the largest ones in the United States of America. And that was all Bob's doing. We pull out in the summer months when people are irrigating their lawns, somewhere around the ballpark about 9 million gallons a day. In the wintertime, it's down around 3 million gallons a day. But we wouldn't have that water if we weren't pumping it down into the aquifer every winter. And that was Bob Patterson's probably his greatest legacy for the city, but made a number of other contributions. The water filtration plant is state-of-the-art with the reverse osmosis membranes up there. We've added solar all over the city, including at a number of city sites like the wastewater treatment plant and others. Almost too many to name. And we made progress. We got a report last week that we've actually made progress on our streets over the last 8 years. Probably not as much as we wanted, but it's clear that it's going in the right direction. And we're going to be fighting the street battle for another dozen years in Pendleton, trying to pump as many resources as we can. But Bob's been at the spearhead of that. We're going to have a reception for Bob. The city's hosting it on Friday night at Hamley's to say goodbye to him. And I just want to salute Bob and his achievements over the last 21 years.
All right. Well said. And we, of course, had Bob on regularly here, the KUMA Coffee Hour. And I got to tell you, I learned a lot about public works due to Bob's frequent appearances on this program. And so appreciate that as well. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. My guest, Pendleton Mayor John Turner, City Manager Rob Corbett, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.